Another heat wave is anticipated to warm up the western United States this weekend, and some areas will be under a fire weather watch from Saturday night until Monday morning. According to the National Weather Service, a red flag warning will be in effect this weekend in areas above 1,000 feet from south of Orleans down to the Clear Lake area, although the warning area is just east of communities along Highway 101. North to northeast winds of 5 to 25 mile per hour with gusts of up to 50 mile per hour are possible, combined with low daytime humidity and poor overnight humidity recovery. The red flag warning goes into effect. It is recommended to avoid any activities that could spark a fire, like pulling hot vehicles off of asphalt, and please use caution with any sparks or flames. Early this Friday morning, Caltrans District 2 tweeted at 8:24 a.m., quote, State Route 36 is closed from the junction with State Route 3 to South Fork Mountain Road due to fire operations on the August complex, end quote. The estimated time of reopening is unknown at this time. All combined zones of the August complex wildfires, the largest in California history, are now over 867,000 acres in size and reached 40% containment late Friday morning. Just before 10 a.m. this morning, a KMUD community member texted me to notify KMUD News that local fire departments were seen responding to an incident in Shelter Cove. CAL FIRE's Humboldt Del Norte Battalion Chief Paul Savona confirmed after 10 a.m. this Friday, the incident near Shelter Cove was contained by local responders around a burn pile that became uncontrollable. Battalion Chief Savona wishes to remind all people in our area, burning is disallowed at this time. For more information, you can contact your local CAL FIRE department. According to the August Complex information pages, in the North Zone, quote, firefighters have been using strategic firing operations to reduce unburned fuels between Rattlesnake Ridge and South Fork Trinity River. Firefighters plan to use similar tactics today to reduce unburned fuels east of Forest Glen, between the fire and State Route 36. Increased fire traffic and smoking conditions have closed the highway as firefighters work to complete this critical portion of fire line. Crews are working day and night to complete the fire lines above Ruth Lake ahead of a forecasted wind shift. This is an area of prime concern, with a predicted wind shift and critical fire weather expected this weekend. Aerial supervision guides crews as they build and strengthen containment lines from Ruth north to Forest Glen. Weather conditions yesterday were cooler, and western portions of the North Zone received light showers. A fire weather watch has been issued for critical fire weather conditions starting Sunday morning. End quote. For more information on the Northern August Complex, you can call 530-628-0039. The U.S. Forest Service has 870 personnel working on the North Zone, which has so far destroyed at least 150 structures in Trinity County communities. As of this Friday morning, the West Zone burned over 104,000 acres, and containment on the west side of the August complex is at 50%. Over 2,000 CAL FIRE personnel are assigned to the West Zone of the fire, including members of the National Guard. Fire crews have successfully created containment lines for the northwest portion near Humboldt County, preventing the fire from spreading into Humboldt at this time. Quote, overnight, firefighters worked diligently to improve and widen containment lines across all 195 miles of fire line, actively performing direct fire attack and mop-up where fire conditions safely allow. Smoke will continue to be highly visible due to the fire making isolated uphill runs when aligned with topography, firing operations, and multiple active pockets of fire, end quote. For more information on the Western August Complex, you can call 707-355-4926. Currently, there are no evacuation warnings or orders in Humboldt County. In Trinity County, the temporary evacuation point is Hay Fork Fairgrounds, where evacuees will be asked to find a hotel for safe non-congregate sheltering. Further north, the Red Salmon Complex started the morning of July 27th in the Trinity Alps Wilderness area and quickly grew. Now the fire is over 108,000 acres and 31% contained. Quote, firefighters have contained the northwest and west sides of the fire from the Whitney Peak area on the north side to Box Camp on the west side. Firefighters is successfully conducting firing operations and improving roads to protect the Hoopa Valley Reservation and the communities of Willow Creek and Denny, end quote. This morning, the Blue Lake Rancheria tribe tweeted, quote, the BLR tribe delivered over 10,000 pounds of food to the Karuk tribe to help tribal members who have been impacted by wildfires. Our Office of Emergency Services delivered the food boxes this week to help alleviate needed resources in the area. Hashtag Native Twitter, end quote. According to the Six Rivers National Forest this Friday, September 25th, quote, firefighting resources are stretched to the limit. 9 national forests throughout the region, including Six Rivers, will remain temporarily closed. In addition to the regional closures, fire restrictions remain in effect for all national forests in the region. These restrictions prohibit building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, campfire, or stove, end quote. Visitors should contact the national forest they wish to visit for the latest updates. In Mendocino County, the National Forest lands are closed north and west of Lake Pillsbury. Many evacuation orders and warnings remain in place for areas east of Covelo, and those zones have not changed as of this newscast. To see the full evacuation map in Mendocino County, you can look online at tinyurl.com/mendoevac. And in the south zone of the August complex, quote, crews continue to make progress in the Lake Pillsbury area, mopping up after successful firing operations earlier in the week. Crews are working on approved fire line operations in Elk Creek drainage and the Sandarin Wilderness to prevent further fire spread to the west. The east side of the south zone is fully contained and is being patrolled with aircraft to ensure that any threats to control lines are identified, end quote. For more information on the south zone of the August complex, you can look at inseweb.nwcg.gov, or you can call 530-487-4602. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Tanya Horlick.